What's occurring?
And now, our guessing game quiz returns. Let me know how you do, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky had to play by herself last week, so it's good that you're back.
Did she win?
I was going to take a different angle on it and go, I won last week, it was amazing.
Here's your first situation on today's Oh.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Basement Jacks?
Yeah.
Felix and Simon. Mm. Really nice lads, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Do you remember at the big weekend when they were on Becky Cam, on the webcam that we had backstage, and they were just sat at the computer talking to their fans? And Sarah Cox wanders in and goes, oh no, is it all broken? She thought that they were the IT engineers. Because, I've got to be honest, they don't really look or sound like pop stars, do they? I'm not saying they look like IT people either, I'm just saying they don't necessarily look like, you know...
What do IT, people, what do IT people look like?
That doesn't matter right now.
Okay.
They're really nice though. My question to you though, do you think Basement Jacks are up on their knowledge of Jacks?
What?
Question. We asked Basement Jacks to name as many famous Jacks as they could in 30 seconds. How many do they get?
Six.
Chappers.
Three.
No, sorry. Yeah, six Chappers. Oh, Becky,
see, your
what?
Quizmaster has improved over the week.
The Hoff had to keep the score one day last week.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yes, he did.
God, I bet that just descended into farce. Hang on. So the Hoff was here last week.
Yeah, he played one of the days, yeah.
But and kept the score.
Yes.
No, he did not.
He did. He was writing them down because you kept forgetting to count.
Comes to something if you need the Hoff to keep you on the straight and narrow. You really are in trouble.
Becky, what's your answer?
I said three.
All right.
Blimey.
Stop interrupting me. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
His Basement Jacks, with their knowledge of Jacks.
In 30 seconds,
name as many famous Jacks as you can. Go.
It's famous Jacks.
Oh, Jack. Jack in the Box.
Oh, Jack White.
Jack up your car. Jack. Oh, Jack White. Jack Lemon. Jack.
Can I have the Jermaine Jacksons? Janet Jackson or not?
Jack Jones.
Count?
Jack Jones.
Jack Black. Yeah, no. Jack White. Oh, we're done, Jack White.
Jack Brown.
Jack Green. Dracula. Jack's quite,
Jack Nicklaus. Jack Straw.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Eight I got.
Eight?
Didn't they say eight?
No.
You can't count Jack in the Box and Jack up your car.
Why not?
You can't.
They're not famous.
You can't count Jack Red or Jack Cream either. After Jack, they said Jack White and Jack Black.
Jack in the Box is very famous.
No.
What's he famous for?
I don't know why you're arguing. You said six, and the answer was six. Yeah. I shut up.
Oh, what's the kid?
Don't be arguing when you've won.
Look, just put the test, right? Jack, how famous Jack in the Box is. What do you know more, Jack in the Box or Jack Nicklaus?
He's off of golf.
I don't know either of them.
He now thinks Jack in the Box is a famous golfer.
Is that a golfer, Jack in the Box?
Yes. Yeah. Very good he is.
Next one. You know Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Are you watching it at the moment?
Yeah.
You know Molly?
Yes.
Doing a fun run, wasn't she?
She was doing a fun run, yeah. With very few people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, randomly, on Friday, she did mention quite a lot of body parts, I noticed, on Friday's episodes of Coronation Street.
Did she?
How many body parts did Molly, off of Fun Running, mention?
Oh. Seven.
Baclar?
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Molly off Corrie.
All them rippling muscles. Dreamy brown eyes, look. Give me a dopey mechanic with airy back any day of the week. Nah, you're in good nick. Fit, good bod. Water off a fun runner's back. Felt like nominating you for Torso of the Week in Eat magazine.
Shut up.
And if I wasn't doing this, I'd only be sat on my backside watching an old film. What happens if I'm plugged on my backside after the first half mile?
Yeah, I definitely want a photo.
In the monkey factory, might have dug me in. Did you see her? She was all elbows. Jeez. Don't start telling me he can read minds. He feels like he's got the range, and why should he? So pig-headed Grumpy Killjoy in the room.
Tiptoe, can we have that?
And the flaming cheek of it, and you're counting that, and you wouldn't count
cheek
Jack in the box.
That's fine. Also,
he still won. Why am I saying that he could bat at me?
Yeah, he won. It was 14, so you got 2 points.
Is that the one that 2 points for one answer?
No, two so far in the quiz. Don't confuse me with the scoring. Don't do it. Why is she trying to get on with Kevin at the moment?
I know, that's
not
wrong, isn't it?
Really unfortunate.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. Do you have any superstitions, Chopper?
No,
I don't really. I bet you do.
I do.
Yeah, go
I
on.
Won't wear my hair in plaits because I think that sometime during the next week I might be sick.
Hang on a second. Stop
or
music.
Someone else might be sick around me.
If you wear your hair in plaits...
Yeah, no, I won't plait my hair.
Somebody will be sick?
Yeah.
Why?
Where have you got that
I
one from?
Know. Maybe I had my hair in a plait once and someone was sick, but I just won't do it now.
Oh my God, you're weird.
I put my shirt on last when I play football.
Why?
I don't know, just do.
All right.
He gets a better mark on the sheet from the referee.
Okay, well, that's fine, but why would you expect someone to be sick because your hair's in plaits?
I don't know. Weird. Superstitions aren't meant to be logical, are they?
Well, that was just ridiculous.
I doubt they'll get any more logical when we go onto Stupid Street. We asked them what their superstitions were earlier today. What do you think the most common answer was?
Superstitions? They don't walk under ladders.
Ladders is a good one. Becky?
Step on the cracks in the pavement.
Is also good and very popular. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gemma, who works on the show, on Stupid Street, finding out their superstitions.
Do you have any superstitions?
My grandma's always told me not to wash my hair on a Tuesday and a Thursday for some reason, so I don't do that because I just, you know, follow the age-old tradition.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Every time before I go on to do a stage show, I clean my ears, just because spiritually it's nice to be, you know, cleansed when you walk on that space.
Isn't that just having a wash, though?
No, most people don't do it.
When I'm daydreaming in class, if I don't twiddle my hair, then the information from the teacher doesn't get through into my brain.
I never walk over 3 grids, which is a bit of a stupid superstition, although somebody told me once that if you stand on a single grid after walking over 3 grids and say rabbit, it erases the curse, so I actually do that.
Rabbits.
When I'm walking, if like 1 foot goes on a crack, then the other one has to straight after.
Is that like that rhyme, step on a crack, fall and break your back? Is that where that came from?
No, I've never heard that rhyme before.
Oh, sorry, have I just made you feel worse?
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions?
My friends kind of pushed it into me that I should never walk on 3 drains.
Should we try and cure your fear now?
If anything bad happens to me, I'm coming
you
to find
right, you. You're shaking a little bit. There you go, you've done it. And nothing bad's happened.
Not yet.
Crap.
Do you have any superstition?
New shoes on the table. I don't like when you put new shoes on the table.
So if you go out and buy yourself a pair of new shoes...
Don't put them on the table.
Where do you put them?
On the floor.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever put some shoes on the table?
Yeah.
And what's happened?
Nothing.
Has Gemma moved on to Stupid Street?
I like this girl.
When I'm daydreaming in class, if I don't twiddle my hair, then the information from the teacher doesn't get through into my brain.
See, that's why people twiddle their hair. I always wonder that in
well,
assembly.
Well, you can't. You can't.
I could twiddle a bit.
No, I mean, it's chemically straightened. I find it harder to... I don't understand the man and the grid. That really confused me.
Also, you know this bloke?
Every time before I go on to do a stage show, I clean my ears, just because spiritually it's nice to be, you know, cleansed when you walk on that space.
Isn't that just having a wash, though?
Right. Him?
Yeah.
Guess what he's in?
Have you got some kind of proof? Because I don't think I believe you. He's just getting out a bit of paper. It's green. I'm going to have a look. Oh, my God.
He's in Spooks.
Spooks?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he's in Spooks. Listen to this.
This is actually true. So what? You're going to play a terrorist?
Yeah, terrorist number 3.
See, Scott Mills, he has been...
been in things like Casualty and Hollyoaks and stuff like that. I had a few lines. What do you think about getting him a part in Spooks? Even like just a walk-on part?
Not really sure, really. I think it made quite a good homeless person, maybe.
Yes. Is that seriously?
Well, I'll find out if you let me know.
Can I give you my details?
Yeah.
He would absolutely love it. Okay.
Oh, thanks, Gems, for that.
Do you send Gemma out onto the streets pimping you out?
No, it's just coincidence that she met Terrorist 3 or wherever he is.
Terrorist number 3 in Spooks.
Yeah.
And then he said that you could look like a homeless person.
Yeah. Well, I'll do whatever in Spooks, to be honest.
Do you think Terrorist number 3 in Spooks has the same influence as Henry Penry Jones?
Probably not.
No.
But thanks anyway for trying, Gemma. The answer was kind of stepping on drains and stuff, so yeah, I'll let you have that one, Becky.
Thank you.
But Chappa still wins to...
How does that work?
Oh, that's fine. Chappa still wins today's Oh, What's the Carry? Let me know how you did on 811-99. Oh!